Typically, political debates are, well, not the most thrilling of times. If you're not a political junkie, they kind of sound like that woo-woo voice from the Peanuts cartoon. You remember that? Well, this midterm election season, quite a large must-see TV potential is in store thanks to the candidates and the issues involved. News Nation will be airing the upcoming Senate debates in Pennsylvania and Georgia, along with the debate between the candidates for governor in Texas. My next guest has been traveling to battleground states, most recently Pennsylvania, exploring issues which will no doubt be a strong point of focus in all of these debates. He is News Nation senior correspondent Brian Anton. How are you today, Brian?
Hey, good. Thank you so much for having me on.
And let me give you a website. Hopefully you know this by now because I've been a huge proponent of News Nation, newsnationnow.com. And you get the app, too, because, well, first of all, it's a free app to get news on, which they're becoming a rarity these days. And it's actual news, not 24/7 op-ed pages like the other folks tend to do. Let me give you the rundown, too, with the debates coming up on Friday the 30th. That's the Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott against Democratic challenger Beto O'Rourke. That'll be at 7 o'clock Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. After that, Savannah, Georgia, October 14th. That's where Raphael Warnock will debate Herschel Walker. Like I said, must-see TV potential. That's 7 p.m. Eastern and 6 Central. Then it'll be John Fetterman against Dr. Oz in the U.S. Senate debate for Pennsylvania. That's October 25th, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. More information about all this, as well as an interesting way to watch it, too, the News Nation is making available. You can find that and more at newsnationnow.com. Brian, you've been doing a bit of traveling, most recently in Pennsylvania, like I said in the introduction, talking about the issues. One of those, of course, has to be abortion, because with the Supreme Court sending abortion rights and policymaking back to the states, we've seen a huge uptick in voter registration, especially among women, especially among younger people. Sounds like what was thought to be a traditional win time for Republicans has gotten a lot more questions to it, has it not?
Yeah, it's been fascinating in Pennsylvania. We spent a good bit of time in the suburbs outside Philly talking to suburban women, women who are lifelong Republicans. They identify with the Republican Party. They've always voted Republican, and they say not anymore. They still call themselves Republican, but they say come November, they plan to vote Democrat, and the entire reason why is the abortion issue. It's interesting looking at the numbers in Pennsylvania. Since the Roe v. Wade decision by the Supreme Court, voter registration for Democrats up over 60% versus just 15% for Republicans. So it does appear to be having an impact in Pennsylvania. It's going to be really interesting to see how things shape up, obviously, in November. But yeah, from what we could tell in the suburbs, these Republican women, say they're going to switch this time.
Yeah, it seems like for the Republicans, maybe part of the problem is messaging. I mean, the people supporting abortion, they even have it down to, if you want to talk about a bumper sticker slogan, they're calling this coming election day in the primary, in the midterms, Rovember. Which, yeah. I mean, just I talk about reinforcing a point, but if you look at the GOP side of thing, they're stuck talking about conspiracy, CRT, where it's not even being taught. It seems like they fell into a trap of their own creation.
Yeah, the messaging on the pro-choice side does seem to be working. It's interesting. We also spent time in Pennsylvania with a couple of pro-life groups, the Susan B. Anthony pro-life group. We met up with one of the door knockers there. And, you know, they're focusing on Pennsylvania, obviously trying to stop this trend from continuing where these Republicans are turning. And they brought up the messaging. They said, look, like it's working, but it's not always true. Some of these Republican women, when they door knock and they talk to them, what they've heard on commercials and bumper stickers, it's not always fact. And so then they try to change them back to voting for the Republican candidates.
As along with Pennsylvania, have you been through other states so far? Do you have others marked on the map to go to between this coming Friday with the first debate in Texas? Will you be in Texas, come to think of it?
Yeah, I'll be in Texas Friday. We've been on the road a lot. You mentioned News Nation. I mean, we're trying to cover this a little bit differently by talking to real voters, not just always the talking heads and the political experts that you always see on cable, but, you know, trying to get out into the communities, into the suburbs, into some of the small towns. So I'm in Pennsylvania now. Really interesting. I was in Nevada earlier this week, where the Senate race there is super, super close. And there's a huge Latino population in Nevada, obviously. One in five voters is Latino. And there's this trend happening there that's basically the opposite of Pennsylvania. In Nevada, there are more and more Latinos switching from Democrat to Republican. So you've got Democrats there worried, you know, hitting the streets, trying to stop that new trend from happening. We talked to a lot of Latino women who are pro-life, who say that they are switching for the opposite reason of what we're seeing in Pennsylvania, also concerned about the economy and crime and other issues. So we were in Nevada. We've been in Florida, which obviously is a hot state with Governor DeSantis and all the national attention he's getting, Georgia, among other states.
Dr. Brian Enten, who is a senior correspondent of News Nation, newsnationnow.com. News Nation also will be broadcasting nationally, as well as with our local affiliates, the upcoming political debates for Texas governor. That's on September 30th. The Senate race in Georgia, which will be October 14th, and the debate between John Fetterman and Dr. Oz for the U.S. Senate seat in Pennsylvania. That is on October 25th. Again, more information at newsnationnow.com. You mentioned DeSantis and the trend of Latino voters going to the Republican side of things. Is DeSantis endangering that trend through his, I guess the people are calling, we talked about this in the last segment here on the show, turning migrants into political pawns?
You know, that's an interesting question. What I have found talking to Latinos in different parts of the country is sometimes their views on immigration aren't really what you would expect. A lot of them are not happy with what's happening at the border necessarily, and think there needs to be changes. I mean, do they agree with what DeSantis just did recently with Martha's Vineyard? I'm not sure about that. I think a lot of people have sort of come to the conclusion that that was a publicity stunt. But in terms of immigration in general and the border issues, you know, I was sort of surprised. It's not necessarily what you would think. A lot of Latinos are not happy with the open borders.
Well, so I guess the logic response would be, well, I follow the rules. My family followed the rules. If I'm a naturally born U.S. citizen, my parents were immigrants. There would be, I guess, a natural, maybe not anger, but resentment to those who are trying to jump the line, so to speak.
Yeah, totally. And I was in Texas. I was in El Paso probably about a month ago. And a lot of the people who lived there who are obviously Latino are not happy with what's happening in their city. And you make a great point. For a lot of people, it's, look, we did it the legal way. You know, we waited. My parents, you know, had such hardships getting us here. And when they see the video of people basically just walking across now, you know, it doesn't really make them happy. Granted, pretty much everyone I talk to on both sides has a lot of sympathy for the actual migrants themselves, because in many ways you can't blame them for what they've gone through in their home countries and just trying to have a better life. But a lot of them do blame Biden, which I think could end up helping Republicans in the end.
And when you look, too, at the political nature of things, a landslide win in a lot of these states is 51% now. There's going to be very few, if any, double-digit spreads and how some of these elections are going to wind up resulting in.
Yeah, no, it's going to be close. And it's just so fascinating to cover and talk to people because, you know, the economy's not great right now. There does appear to be a crime problem in a lot of cities. We see what's happening in the border. In many ways, you would think, and typically with midterms, the party that's not in power does better, that's not in power with the presidency. So typically, you would think this is going to be a winning time for Republicans, but then we bring back the abortion issue. I mean, there's just so many variables that we haven't seen in the past. It really is one of those times where I don't think anyone really knows what's going to happen. It's going to be really, really interesting to see how it plays out. And then we've still got 40-plus days to go, so think of everything that can happen between now and then that can change people's minds even more.
Oh, without a doubt, but that's what Brian just said is really why these debates are going to be so informative, interesting to watch, too, on Friday the 30th. It'll be the debate for Texas governor between Greg Abbott and Beto O'Rourke. Then on October 14th, the debate between Warnock and Walker for the U.S. Senate seat in Georgia. October 25th, for the race for the U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania, Fetterman versus Dr. Oz. News Nation will have full, complete coverage of all those debates, because between the issues, the personalities, as I said in the intro, certainly does make it must-see TV in a variety of ways. NewsNationNow.com, News Nation app as well. He is senior correspondent with News Nation, Brian Enten. Brian, thanks so much for being here today.
Yeah, thanks. I really appreciate the conversation. Thanks for having me.